Fuck the shit and fuck you. It's us.
The Dharma Lords Podcast. Coming to you live, on tape, here on a podcast.
That's the only swearing I'm going to do this episode.
You got all the swearing out of the way ahead of time.
Hell yeah.
I like to portion my swears out.
Yeah, no kidding. I portioned your swears out of the last episode. About 45 minutes worth of swears. Talking about editing again. All right. Why are we here?
We're here to talk about our recent trip to the San Diego Comic-Con, International Comic-Con 2006.
Yes, we are.
We just got back from that. We should introduce ourselves like we do every time. I'm Ben Johnson, and over here is Ralph Oppel.
There you go.
And see, and now you got introduced. I remember you telling Jay that you don't introduce yourself.
I don't.
You have a gimp to do that.
I don't know. I just feel weird.
I'm sorry I don't introduce myself. I have people for that.
Well, you know I'm Ralph, so people obviously know who I am, so
that's,
I don't need
right.
to. Right. So let's get into this.
Okay.
Last Thursday.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I woke up at about 5:30 in the morning.
Like a kid on Christmas.
Oh, man. Like a tired kid on Christmas.
Like a tired old kid.
If my Christmas present involves me getting up early to go do some last-minute grocery shopping and picking up Ben by 8 o'clock in the morning so he can pick up Los by 8:15 in the morning so I could drive for 2 hours in traffic to get to a place with more traffic.
Yeah, you know, I think I would appreciate Christmas a lot less if Santa left the presents in San Diego every year. I'd be like, huh, can we do Christmas every third year or something? Maybe do a Christmas Olympics?
But the thing is, when you, when you're a kid at Christmas and you, you get up early to open your presents and what you wanted to open up wasn't happening at 11:30 like you had planned, then it's screwed.
Yeah. Oh, so you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
It kind of messed up the whole weekend.
Yeah. Thursday, I was misinformed that the Grindhouse panel and the Clerks 2 panel were happening on Thursday, and that wasn't the case, so...
Yeah, the original schedule for Comic-Con indicated that these two particular panels that we were both interested in were going to happen on Thursday and on Saturday. And we felt that kind of freed us up. If we could get down there wicked early on Thursday, we could do them and have them out of the way. And then Saturday, we could just hang out after the Lost panel.
Yeah, so Thursday, what did we do? Nothing.
Nothing, seriously. We looked at the exhibit hall for a while. We went into someone's panel on Thursday. I went right into someone's panel.
What was third? No, seriously, was that Dark Crystal Day? No, that was Friday.
Yeah, Dark Crystal was Friday.
I saw Dark Crystal on Friday. That was kind of a disappointing panel.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to the Dark Crystal panel. We got to see Jendi Tartatovsky. He was there.
Tarted?
Jendi Retardatovsky.
And then, yeah, anyway, all that junk is cool. You guys should check it out. I don't want to get too much into the rest of the con.
You don't want to do, like, day by day?
No.
Minute by minute?
No.
Minute by minute.
It's my favorite song, day by day. Speaking of minute by minute, I did see Mike McDonald and Steely Dan in concert the night before I got up wicked early, so that's one of the reasons why I was tired.
Where did they go? Do you know where they were next on their tour?
No.
Okay, so they're not as nerdy as our beloved Flyers.
No, they aren't.
That's too bad. That's a shame.
Oh, that's what we did Thursday. We went to the
Flyers game, but like we also did the con for a little bit.
Yeah.
The Flyers lost.
Yeah, and San Diego won, and Jack was excited.
Oh, really?
But Jack was excited because, for some reason, he was a Surf Dogs fan.
Yeah, well, yeah, Jack rolled into the stadium full of energy, rooting for the Surf Dogs. And, you know, I appreciated that, though, because he's got to represent for what used to be his hometown for, like, ever.
Yeah.
Back when the earth cooled and Jack moved in.
Yeah.
To San Diego. But, yeah, so that was disappointing.
It was disappointing, but it was a fun game, and, you know, the Flyers are excited to see fans come down to San Diego.
Yeah, the we got a lot of looks from the crowd as we were cheering for the Flyers. Like, the general manager acknowledged us, and Peanut gave us a little nod.
Yeah.
Peanut Williams is one of our stars.
Yeah.
What else? I saw a lot of nerd tattoos. I wanted to touch on that real briefly.
What do you mean you saw a lot of nerd tattoos? On your arm and leg?
Yeah, well, that's true also. Yeah, I put on every temporary fake tattoo I was given, I put on my arm.
And they're giving away, like, fake temporary tattoos that aren't real at every single booth.
Yeah, fake temporary transitional tattoos that don't actually exist. I put a couple of those on my arm. I looked like the NASCAR nerd driver from where they put NASCAR stickers on your arms instead of your car. That's what I looked like.
You did.
You know that guy. Sounds like a Conan O'Brien character.
NASCAR
is with all those words. But yeah, there was actual tattoos, like, made out of ink and flesh that were quite nerdy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was totally impressed by them.
My tattoo?
Like your tattoo, for example. Like, Ralph has a tattoo that's quite nerdy. And if you see him at Comic-Con next year, come on up to him and he'll show you what it is. But yeah, there was a guy with the Doctor Doom tattoo. Did you see that guy?
No.
Guy, big, like, 6'5" Mexican dude.
Why would I check out a big 6'5" Mexican dude when I'm checking out all the awesome chicks at Comic-Con?
I ruined my life. I totally mishandled the Comic-Con experience. No, I was checking out the booth babes too, but if this guy is... Well,
I was just talking about the fans walking around dressed as fat slave Leia.
Or this is my impression of some Nintendo game character, but a slut. There was tons of those around. I took a couple pictures.
All right, we'll put them up. We'll put them up on the thing.
But the reason why it's important that the guy was 6'4", it's not important that he was Mexican. That's inconsequential. But he was 6'4", which put his arm tattoo at my eye length.
Oh.
My eye line.
Oh, okay.
So I was looking around for hot girls, and I saw a tattoo of Dr. Doom. roughly, I don't know, how big is that, 8 inches? An 8-inch tall tattoo.
Ben, you don't want to know what Ben just showed me right now.
It's about 8 inches. Let me put that away.
Zip. There you go. Yeah. Was that in the last episode, or did we edit that one out?
If you fucking start editing out my zips, this is over. I'm walking.
Oh, man.
So yeah, I saw a Dr. Doom tattoo, a bunch of Supermans. Mm-hmm. I saw some Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Did you see that chick on the escalator?
No.
Alice in Wonderland.
I don't know what, I swear I spent the whole weekend there, but it was a complete blur.
Like, you didn't see
any
people.
There's so much stuff going on that it's just like, and plus with my former job, I was like looking at people all day, so I learned to pretty much, when I'm in a crowded situation, just to tune everybody out, so.
You were focused like a laser.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So all you have now is like vague impressions?
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to go, I guess.
Yeah, it was strange. It was bizarre. But I had a blast. I had a great time. A little screwy on the shuttle situation, but for the most part, it was a good weekend. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Name a couple of panels that you went to that you really liked.
The Digital Bits panel.
That was fun. Yeah,
that was really good. Like, I dragged Stevie, my wife, over to the Digital Bits panel, and... I didn't think she was too fired up on it at first, but once she sat there, she really got into it. Really enjoyed it. You were there for a little bit.
I was there for a little bit. I had to bounce because I wanted to go see David Boreanaz talk about Bones.
So you wanted David Boreanaz talk about Bones?
Yeah, I wanted to unbounce. Yeah. So, and I got a great picture of David Boreanaz. Have you seen that?
No.
I got a picture of him he was scratching his mouth and yawning.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
It's pretty funny. But yeah, I left in the middle of it. But it started off really cool. The guys just talking about upcoming DVDs, and they were like 4 or 5 DVD producers that have worked on a lot of great stuff.
Yeah.
And like, the one that cracked me up, though, was the guy that did the Alien and the Gladiator DVDs.
Oh yeah, that dude was there last year.
He cracked me up because someone asked the question, how did you get involved in this business? And it's like, oh, well, I was, working on production for a lot of years. This guy's story was... Yeah, I was doing an internship for Ridley Scott and Tony Scott, and then they said, hey, will you make the Alien movie DVD?
Yeah, the Alien Legacy Edition.
Which was, I talk about having something fall in your lap.
Yeah, it was really... That guy was there last year. He was really cool. Yeah, last year, he was talking about the Blade Runner DVD, and which they talked a little bit more this year, and it looks like it's finally coming out.
That's... I'm not a big fan, but I've been told I need to watch it again because I should be a fan. Yeah.
By me. I don't see how you could be a fan of certain movies and then not like a really good one.
I probably watched it when I was too tired. Because isn't that movie kind of sleepy?
A little bit, but it's not like... If I watch Tron, that's guaranteed to knock me out.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. And you own Tron.
Yes.
So I don't see how...
I own Ryan's copy of Tron.
Congratulations.
It was quite the score.
It might be sleepy, but you own movies that are just as sleepy.
Okay, so I'll watch Blade Runner and I'll give my review here so everyone can know about my opinion. Other panels or booths?
We ended up at the Boondocks panel right before the
Dark Crystal
panel, and you found the first person to sign my copy of Run, Ronnie, Run.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, Run, Ronnie, Run is the Mr. Show movie, essentially. The Mr. Show was a HBO sketch comedy show with David Cross and Bob Odenkirk. They made this movie, Run, Ronnie, Run, that took a while to come out.
And there's a million people in it, so... It's
filled with guest stars.
Somehow over the weekend, I took my DVD copy to get Brian Posehn to sign it in case I ran into him like I did last year. And before I got a chance to find Brian Posehn, you found... What's her name? Jill Talley?
Her name is Jill Talley. Yeah, she was in the Boondocks panel.
Yeah, and you ran up and grabbed her autograph.
For free.
For my DVD cover, yeah.
Score!
And then the next...
It was cool. She was like, oh, this is from a long time ago. And I said, well, it stood the test of time. And she laughed. So I made her laugh.
That's cool.
At least that's how I remember the story.
I made everyone on the Lost panel laugh.
That's right. At you.
No. They enjoyed my question.
That's true.
So,
yeah, I got Jill Talley.
Then the next day, I actually saw Brian Posehn, and he signed it. And then that was awesome.
He actually quoted the line we'd been quoting all weekend.
Yeah, yeah. And the cool thing about that, or the funny thing about that whole thing, is he was standing in line waiting to get, like, food at the crappy food place in Comic-Con. And so what I did was I busted out my DVD cover of Run, Ronnie, Run, and I stood next to him in line and acted like I didn't notice him. And then we locked eyes, I, like, totally noticed him. I noticed him, I just dropped my jaw, like, oh my god, and then looked down at my copy of the DVD cover and said, you're in this. And he was like, did you have that out on purpose? And I was like, I saw you ahead of time. It wasn't an accident or anything. And I said, I actually brought this for you, and I already got it signed by that lady from the movie.
Yeah, you didn't know her name at the time.
So the thing was, I felt bad because Ben went and got the first signature on it, and I was like, oh, that sucks that you did all the legwork for my DVD.
Right.
But then when I got Brian Posehn's signature, I was like, hell yeah, it's back into my hands.
Yeah, things are even now.
Until the final day of the con.
Where I was walking around, and I ran into the Utt, which is my roommate's brother.
What?
And the Utt was there waiting for his girlfriend, who was in line to get a signature.
Oh, okay.
And I turned to see what line she was in, and she was in line for Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Who's also in Run, Ronnie, Run.
And I called Ralph while he was recording the podcast and said, hey, Ralph, was Tom Kenny in Run, Ronnie, Run? Because I knew he'd been on Mr. Show.
Yeah.
And Ralph was like, yes. And I said, I'll meet you at the escalators.
And then you heard the rest of that conversation
I got to see both ends of a conversation for once.
So
that's three signatures.
That's
yeah.
three signatures.
Two of them are mine.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them is mine. But I was told that Andy Richter will be somewhere coming up shortly.
Uh-oh.
I might have to attend that.
You might have to get the bring it back to a tie.
Yeah. So anyway, that happened. Do you want to... what else happened? Like, I only got one other signature during the whole con, even though I brought about 40.
That was huge, though.
40 DVD covers. Ben, Stevie, and I were walking around, and I ran into some dude who said Ray Harryhausen signing autographs. The line starts here, so I just stepped in line.
Like, immediately.
Yeah.
Like, good scores, great timing.
And I asked, you know, is it going to cost anything? He said, well, you know, he's selling these prints, and they're like $10, and you can get that signed, and then you can get something else signed.
It's kind of a standard. That's what Bruce Campbell did with his books last year.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I get in line, and there's all this hubbub around Ray Harryhausen, and like his agent guy and his wife and all these people are back there kind of like trying to figure out what's going on, because I was like one of the first in lines. They hadn't settled in yet.
Yeah, they hadn't refined their routine.
So I had walked up to Ray Harryhausen with my Mighty Joe Young DVD cover and shook his hand, said hey, told him I loved his work, and he signed it, and I stood there waiting for someone to say, you know,
$10, please.
$10 for a print. And I was like, but no one said anything. So I just stood there staring at Ray Harryhausen, who obviously wasn't in the loop as far as what was going on money-wise.
Yeah.
So he just smiled, and I said, okay, see you later, dude. And then I left.
I'll see you later, Ray Harryhausen.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I thought you made a really good observation about that particular handshake.
I made that observation, like, it had to have been, like, 6 hours later when I realized that I shook the hand that, you know, manipulated Mighty Joe Young or the Medusa or the Kraken.
Yeah.
I mean, I've shaken your hand before, and you've manipulated
Jack all. My cock and, like, three other things.
I was just gonna say Kraken, dude.
Oh, that's a good one.
See, this is why things get cut out.
We can do an edit.
No, I'm leaving it.
Alright.
Let's go. The less editing, the better.
Well, okay, keep going.
Alright, we're 15 minutes in right now. What do you say we get to Lost Panel?
Alright, let's talk about it. That's what we came here for.
I know. This is actually the first Dharma Larch podcast where we can actually
talk about Lost content for a second. We went into the Lost Panel. It started at 10:30, I want to say.
It started at 10:30, I believe.
And we got in line at 8?
It was like 8:15.
Yeah, we got in line at 8:15.
And the line was enormous.
By the time we got there, it was already pretty big.
Which was the opposite of last year. Last year, I think we just got there early and just walked right in and got some good seats.
Well, Ralph made a good point that last year, the Lost Panel came after the Invasion Panel. No one wanted to see.
I didn't even know Invasion Panel was happening. And we sat through the pilot and I was like, that was a waste of my time.
In a way, though, for me, it was good to sit through the Invasion premiere because then I knew that I didn't have to watch that show.
That's true.
Like, it was like a heads up. I saw a vision that saved me.
How are you able to stop watching that show?
Because I never actually watched it. I just watched it at Comic-Con.
But that was one episode. But I thought that, like, Nightmares and Dreamscapes is like crappy from the get-go, but you're like hooked.
You know what? Nightmares and Dreamscapes, I think I'm more easily hooked because the end's in sight. There's 8 episodes, it's a miniseries. And the first episode I saw was actually kind of interesting. The William Hurt episode. And then crap, and then kind of interesting, and then crap. So...
And then kind of just crap.
Yeah. I think I have Stockholm Syndrome.
I don't know what that is.
It's like when a kidnapped person starts feeling sympathy for their kidnappers, because basically they're being abused all the time, and then the kidnapper shows them maybe like a slight bit of kindness, and they intensify and focus on that. It's pretty famous. So I have Stockholm Syndrome for crappy TV. I hold out for them because I think they're doing it because they love me. I'd say I have Tina Turner Syndrome. Is that better?
I haven't seen that movie. You get caught up in the Thunderdome or something? What's happening?
Basically, two TV shows enter, one TV show leaves. And that TV show
And meanwhile, you stay for the whole time.
Let's talk about Lost.
Okay, so we get into the Lost panel, and, you know, it's just crazy. And I'm sitting there, literally, I think I had my original question set, then I decided to change that question. And then throughout the course of the next half hour or so...
We got in at like 9:45 and it didn't start till 10:30.
Yeah, but the whole time I was flipping through questions in my head. I could not think of a single question.
Good positioning, by the way. We got seats right next to the microphone.
Dude, okay, we were with Jay and Jack and a huge group of Jay and Jack fans, and there's like just like Jay's family or Jack's family and like all these people were there. Like this huge group, we had like 3 rows and like took up half of each of the rows at least. I would say about, what do you think, like 30 people?
30 to 2,000.
There's a good group of 30 of us in this specific group. But in the back row, in the aisle seat, was this random lady who just happened to get a seat next to all of us. And Jay was videotaping in front of us, and she had asked him if he could put the camera down because she's trying to watch. Like, it was blocking her view.
Oh, man.
But she was, like, this total, like, crazy old lady. And then the whole time, I'm not kidding you, the whole time the panel was going, she didn't look up once because she was reading a book.
So she just decided to ruin Jay's fun with the camera, but then not enjoy anything with her own viewing?
Yeah.
Was it a Lost book?
You're asking the wrong guy.
You're not the book guy.
No.
That's whack. Jay should have just asked her to sit in front of him.
I should have told her to get the fuck off.
You should have punched her in the throat.
Get out of the aisle seat so I can get around you to go ask a question.
Yeah. But yeah, the line for the questions filled up fast. Like,
yeah,
barely started implying that they were going to throw it open to questions, and it was like...
Yeah, I... Oh, shit.
It's all right.
All right. we'd planned on getting in front of, like, I had planned on getting in front of Jay and Jack just so Jack felt more comfortable asking his question, because we were all, I mean, they made the announcement that the room was sat 4,500 people, and I know there was more people than there were seats.
Tell the fire marshal.
So we're all a little nervous. So I figured I'd go up in front of Jack and ask my question to kind of ease him into what he has to do. But I got mixed up in the shuffle when everybody rushed the mic.
How many questions would you say got through? Maybe 10?
Maybe more than that. Maybe 15.
10 to 15.
Yeah, it wasn't that many. Cause...
And Ralph was like 8.
Yeah.
You were pretty... I mean, considering the great jump he had on the microphone and how close we were...
We were right next to
it. Lucky to get in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Lost Panel starts. They had, like, some... Not even a producer, just like a PR lady.
Yeah, well, the lady came out and she says, do you guys want to see some video biscuits?
Yeah, oh, that's right, I forgot about her damn biscuits.
She kept talking about video biscuits, and I was...
I was scared because I was being so loud. I did that on purpose.
So, video biscuits, which were just clips of shit.
So, like, extra features from the upcoming season 2 DVD.
The first thing they showed was this, was a new... Like a Hanzo film.
Yeah, another like Marvin Campbell.
It's a Dharma film, I mean.
He didn't introduce himself.
No, he didn't. And he... I don't know what he was talking about. It didn't seem like it made any sense to... Like, as of what he was referring to. He just talked about these three phases.
It was the guy we know as Marvin Campbell or Mark Wickman. And it was another orientation-style video. And he said, your experience on the island is divided into three sections. Section one, observation. Section 2, recording. And section 3, I don't even remember, processing. I mean, like, it was something like that, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, and then he said, like, namaste, and...
Yeah, and that was it.
And then he used both his arms, so...
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm assuming that's on the DVD, because it didn't seem like it was a Comic-Con thing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be on the DVD.
Okay, then after that, they showed something called The Lost Diary, which I think they already have online in written form.
Yeah.
Like,
Was a diary the first year.
Yeah, but this is like a video diary.
They call them Mobisodes.
Yeah.
Which is short for mobile episodes for your cell phone. But yeah. they indicated that if you don't have the service, like if you don't have their provider, which is Verizon, you can still get it, but probably a day late.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a phone that's capable, you can get it on the internet, but a week late.
But essentially what the footage was Hurley finds a working video camera on the island, and it's essentially from the video camera's point of view, and Hurley grabs it and he's like, hey, Kate and Sawyer, who are hanging out, check out what I found. And it shows like, I guess Kate and Sawyer just sitting there and
just chilling.
Sawyer calls him Spielberg, and Kate says something stupid, and it was pretty interesting. But the coolest thing about it was at the very end, Hurley looks into the camera and he says, I wonder who it belonged to, and then it, like, cut to black.
And there was, like, because when you're watching TV or a movie, you're an idiot, they have to let you know that you're watching something from a camcorder, so it's got a little battery icon and a little red light and the little frame things.
Yeah.
And it was several minutes in. It was, like, 30 minutes into the tape.
Yeah.
According to the counter. So whoever had it before Hurley had already recorded 30 minutes of stuff.
Yeah. That's what made it cool, though, because I'm wondering if they'll like go back and see the footage from before. Maybe there's like a monster attack
or
something.
Maybe it's Froger.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
And then the third thing they showed us was a behind the scenes of the fight between Hurley and Sawyer.
Yes, that's from the DVD.
Yeah.
It's from the episode Dave... And there's some really funny footage in there between Josh Holloway, the great warrior, Josh Holloway.
Sir Josh Holloway.
And
Hurley Garcia.
Jorge Garcia. which is really funny. You know, it starts off with Jorge saying, today I get to kick Sawyer's ass. And then there's a really funny shot, which I'm going to total spoil it for you, so... Yeah, if you're going to be watching this DVD in September, prepare to be spoiled. but there's a funny shot of, like, it shows Hurley jumping on Sawyer and knocking down the tent, and then the camera pans over to Jorge Garcia watching this happen, and it's very funny.
The stuntman reveal.
Yeah, it was very cool.
And they didn't show us this, but one of the, I think it was Damon or Carlton was saying that one of the special features is going to be edited together. All of the insults and nicknames that Sawyer has given people over the past 2 years of Lost.
Yes.
Just like in a row.
Yeah, sounds pretty cool.
I'm looking forward to that. I mean, it's silly, but it should be fun.
Then they also showed a DVD clip of Daniel Day Kim talking about the Whole Truth episode, I believe.
Yeah.
and I don't remember.
Which was our first episode that we talked about.
Yeah.
Because remember I said how hot they both were?
Yeah, and I don't remember. Do you remember what the DVD like footage was for? Like, what they, like, was there any information there that was?
I think it's just, I get the impression that there's just going to be random interviews about random episodes.
Yeah.
But he, they did also say that he and Son recorded a commentary for that episode.
Yes, and Jorge recorded one for Dave, I believe.
Yeah. So
no, not Dave. The other one he did. Everyone hates
Hurley.
Everyone hates Hugo.
Yeah. So yeah, they said there's gonna be commentaries on like a third of the episodes.
They should have them on all.
Well, at least they're not charging nerd prices.
That's true. With your precious Star Trek.
My precious
DVDs.
Star Treks that cost me $100 per season as opposed to...
With nothing on them. That's ridiculous.
So, okay,
nerds be purchasing.
They know that a nerd will buy some shit. We finished watching all the video biscuits, and then...
Who was that lady? She was dressed in, like, purple or something, and she had, like, a scarf?
She seemed like some sort
Someone's
of,
Someone's
like,
crazy aunt.
School teacher.
A cat lady.
Yeah.
Slash crazy aunt school teacher who is crazy.
Who talks about biscuits. And, of course, we made the joke that we were also looking for some video gravy, but we didn't get any of that.
No.
So, maybe next year. Video
gravy.
I
have some video gravy for you. I'll
video gravy 36.
Will you? You email that to me later. Right. So, she came back out and she introduced the pants.
She introduced Brian Burke, who everyone's like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Then Carlton.
Ralph's new hero.
No, he's not my hero. I just don't hate him as much. Damon, and then Daniel Day-Kim, and then Jorge.
And the crowd went nuts for Jorge. You can hear that on whatever YouTube video has that moment.
Yeah.
They really love Jorge.
And then, you guys probably all pretty much seen the first half of the panel. It was pretty interesting. It was cool. A lot of fun stuff. It's just better to watch it.
Carlton said something that I took to heart, but you say he was just joking, where he talked about, I think it was Carlton, it might have been Damon, that we shouldn't assume that the characters have been there for as long as they think they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, isn't that great? And then Rob said, yeah, he's just joking with you.
And even if he isn't joking with you, do you think it's going to happen anytime soon? Like, it's not even a big deal. I would rather just watch the show and let it be than listen to all the hoo-ha.
Well, I'm not trying to, I've always said you can't figure the show out.
Because in the panel, he mentioned a Vincent flashback.
Yeah.
Which they mentioned last year's panel, said that the Vincent flashback was going to happen by episode 3 of season 2.
Yeah.
So that's all horseshit, too.
But you know what? It was funny because they brought it up, almost to justify something I've been saying, which is it sucks that Walt left his dog behind. But they said, well, they have to leave the Vincent behind. How else are we going to see his flashbacks?
Yeah, or didn't they say it was all in Vincent's mind?
Yeah, that's right. That was one of the fan theories they heard, is that the whole show takes place in Vincent's mind.
Yeah.
I think they debunked that, but maybe not, so...
Yeah.
You know, keep thinking.
What things did they debunk?
They debunked clones.
They debunked clones, 100%. Nanotechnology for the monster.
Yeah.
They did say that Kate will be making her decision by the 6th episode of season 3.
They called it a pod. You know how the next season is going to be split into two mini-seasons?
Yeah.
They referred to the first one as their first pod.
They mentioned it as the first 6 episodes as a pod and also a mini-series.
Yeah, they said, so, which makes me think that they're really using it and planning it out to be one story arc for that time.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I think the I led the crowd in the round of applause about the scheduling decision. Because they said, you know, based on your fan response, and you know, Fox has been great to... do the new scheduling thing, and I was like, you know what, word, this is the place where we can give it up.
And so the 4,500 plus people in there, you're the first one to clap?
Yeah, if you check the tape.
I'll check the tape, because I know what your clap sounds like. Sounds dainty. I'll keep an ear out for that.
You can barely hear me clapping through my velvet gloves.
The velvety touch of a dandy pop.
That's speaking of Mr. Show.
So, what next? My question?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to post my question tonight, which is, what's today, Thursday?
The 27th.
Who knows?
I know.
Oh, it says right there at the top of the thing. Right there, look at it. See?
Yeah, Thursday.
So it's Thursday the 27th, you guys will have seen my question, and then do you have anything to say about it? I mean, it's pretty much...
Well, I've said this to Ralph in person, but I might as well say it on the recording, is that I commend Ralph for staying on point when he did with his question, because he kind of got... he could have gotten derailed.
I
kind
of got a bum rap on the first answer, and I didn't want to, like... I didn't want to like lose out on this opportunity, so I, somehow I was able to get my act together and coax some kind of answer out of Jorge.
Yeah, I mean, Ralph had indicated that he was having, you know, public speaking issues, and I thought I knew how nervous he was, and I thought that it was interesting that he was still able to stay on point enough to redirect Jorge's question and get a great answer out of him. And, he got the actors to talk, which most people go up there and ask questions of the writers or producers because they think they're going to give away the plot.
How come the island's so crazy?
When will Ellen be guesting on your very gay island? So, yeah.
I'm sure maybe Mike will get that. Mike Campbell.
Yeah, we'll see. Throw that out there.
All right.
But, yeah.
Not a Howie fan.
Well, we're not making any Howie jokes, so he should be fine. I was going to say something
fuck
to
you. You know what? Fuck you. I love Howie.
Well,
I don't even
it,
know
man.
Which Howie... I don't even know what Howie...
Howie Long.
Uh-oh. Howie Long was in Broken Arrow. That movie's awesome.
Howie Kendrick?
I don't know who Howie Kendrick is.
I believe that's his first name. He plays with the Angels.
Oh, well, hey.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Then I'm down.
Howie Mandel?
Sure.
Well, I'm sure it's probably Howie Mandel.
You know.
How can you not be a Howie fan?
Because that's just his deal.
Maybe
or
he's,
no deal.
Maybe he's a... Jesus, Christmas.
It's the first thing
maybe, he's, maybe he's a rubber glove manufacturer.
Oh. Wait.
Howie Mandel's got obsessive compulsive disorder.
He can't shake hands.
Are you thinking of Mark Summers?
I am thinking of Mark Summers because I just thought, you know who else has that? Mark Summers.
Speaking of video gravy...
Yeah,
Mark Summers.
Mark Summers will show you how gravy's made.
That's an all new unwrapped. Nah, I'm fine with that. All right, let's. Okay, so I asked the question. It was cool, and I did say Jorge. I went back and listened to the tape.
For a couple of seconds.
Ben. Okay, here's the deal. My whole time in line, I kept worrying that I would accidentally say Hugo. Because I kept saying I know his real name's not Hurley, so when I go up there, I know I'm actually accidentally going to say Hugo.
Because you're going to be trying to say his real name, but you're going to be saying his character's real name.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, anyway, I got up there and I was able to focus enough to say Jorge, but since I only watched the tape today, which is the 27th of July, Ben has been...
I've been insinuating to Ralph since he asked the question that he actually called him Hurley.
And I told him, I swear to God, if I find out that you're lying to me, I'm going to beat your ass.
I didn't think you ever believed me. I was just fucking with you. But yeah.
But I didn't know because I'm telling you.
You didn't call him Hurley.
I was totally like, when you're in a room in front of, you know, 4,500 plus people.
Yeah.
And you're pretty much making eye contact with a person you're not really fond of, and then one person you're kind of okay with, and then two guys you're a really big fan of.
Yeah,
it kind of makes it tough to
and the clown in the corner, and the guy like cotton candy.
And you're spending it, and half of your brain is taken up with trying to imagine them in their underwear because that's what everyone was telling you what to do.
No, I told those guys, screw it. There's no way. Because if you see fat slave Leia in just her underwear, which you already do,
yeah,
that's no good.
Yeah, there's some girl costumes that are not recommended walking around the con.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So yeah, Ralph didn't call him Hurley, but he did call Daniel Day-Kim Jin.
You're an idiot. I fucking just listened to it, dude. I just listened to it.
It was a lot more fun before you watched the tape.
This is going to be the first podcast beating ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, a history-breaking moment. Ralph beats my ass.
Face-breaking moment. Jerk.
So yeah, you got your question out. Oh, and then this is the part that I love. It was like,
ooh.
Before even Ralph got to his question, someone asked the writers what they listened to, what music, if any, they listened to while writing.
And of course, Damon didn't answer. Which left Carlton to answer the question.
He made some sort of... I think Damon just kind of played it off. I got the impression that Damon didn't listen to music when he wrote.
Or he didn't listen to the question being asked.
But this guy to my left over here is a big fan of film scores. If you know one thing about him, that might be the thing you know.
If you look on my
film score,
my blog info, it says which composers I like, and number three is John Powell,
who is a film score composer, and Carlton Cuse, who, as we all know, Ralph has been having some personality conflicts with, straight up stands up and says, well, he didn't stand up, but he straight up sat there and said, yeah, I like to listen to film scores, particularly John Powell.
Yeah, and if you listen to the video cast that Jay put up, you could hear me actually say under my breath, God damn it. Which I talked to Jay. I said, I'm sorry, dude. He's all, it was kind of funny. And I figured since everybody already knew that story anyways, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. While Ralph was saying under his breath, God damn it, I was freaking stoked. I was clapping. Woo! Because to me, it's very funny to have this guy that you've been having, you know, this issue with, have him come out and straight up be that much like you.
I heard Renee Zellweger is a big fan of the film Zardoz. Oh, you fucking asshole.
She did say there'd be a beating tonight.
Man.
It was the Ralph beating.
God, that's so fucking bizarre. Your hatred of Renee Zellweger is so intense.
I hate Renee Zellweger. I kind of blacked out right now. Ralph, did I beat you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but not very hard. I think you daintily clapped at me.
I was trying to hit you as best I could through my velvet gloves.
Yeah.
So then when Ralph came up to ask his question, he made it a two-parter, which is like the nerd way of filibustering.
Well, it's the thing is, there was a guy who decided to get up there and ask a yes or no question, and even said, this is a yes or no question.
Yeah.
And then Damon answered no, and Damon then said, sorry, dude, I mean, you just waited in that whole long line.
Yeah.
Just to get a, you know, straight answer. So I wanted to make sure that I'd made my question as, you know,
as open-ended as possible.
Yeah, I wanted the person behind me to be pissed.
So Ralph's question to the actor is being finished, which you can see. Then he's also got a question for Carlton, which I guess you can also see. But he asked him what score he'd like to listen to.
Yeah. And I was hoping he'd say something shitty like Face Off, like John Powell's first score that isn't very good. But no. He pretty much said my favorite John Powell score, which is The Bourne Supremacy.
So, even more in Ralph's face. I loved it.
Blah, blah.
Blah. So, there was that. Should we talk about some of the other questions that happened?
Well, yeah, I mean...
There was a lady that stood up, walked up to the microphone and said, Season 1 of Lost, nominated for a lot of Emmys. Season 2, not so much. Were you surprised? Because I wasn't. Burn.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, and the thing is, that question happened before my question, which I felt really bad, because, I mean, I was like, wow, you really wait in line to ask a question just to be a dick. And so, once again, while I was waiting in line behind this lady, I started reeling through questions again. So, like, I figured they already got, you know, some asshole talking to him, so I figured I'd just, you know, play it as diplomatic as possible.
Just ask a question. Just come up there and ask a question that helps you understand the process behind making this show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that, I mean, she's welcome to her opinion, but it was a bit of a snarky way to say it. Like she thought she was scoring off them, and I was like, well, they're going to go home and sleep on a pile of money tonight, so it doesn't matter to them what Emmy nominations they got. I'm sure the actors could have deserved more. And they did bring up a point that they were kind of disappointed that they didn't get more for their acting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've said it before, I like Season 2. I think people just weren't ready for it.
Yeah, non-nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not ready to see the show go in a different direction and change the characters that they fell in love with. And that's the problem, is people feel bitter because they took these characters that we fell so hard for and turned them on their ears. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, and one of the things that Damon and Carlton did mention was that Season 3 will actually be different than Season 2 and Season 1.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to look forward to a whole different ball of wax this coming season.
Musical.
It's going to be a musical. Yeah.
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 And they mentioned that...
zombies.
It's going to be back more to the adventure aspect of the show. So, yeah.
So look forward to that.
So a lot of good stuff.
Lost experience?
Everyone's seen the footage.
Okay.
Everyone's seen the footage of Rachel Blake. I don't even know who she is. They did let us know that it's HanzoExposed.com.
.com.
Okay. I went back and viewed the footage, and it was .com.
Basically, the whole point of her little escapade. Yeah. You know what it thought made me think of is, did you see Man on the Moon?
Yes.
You know where Andy Kaufman does that bit, like on one live show, and then the producer comes out afterwards during the commercial break and say, "You've all just been part of an Andy Kaufman experience," and kind of like ruins everything he's done.
Huh.
You don't remember that part?
I don't remember that part.
That's what it reminded me of. It was like, oh wow, I'm part of a happening. Kind of lame.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were like, was it set up? Of course it was.
She had a microphone.
She had a microphone that hooked into the system, and it wasn't the same mic that I was standing at. That would have been more epic.
Yeah.
And she talked for about a minute and a half, which would have, if it wasn't like set up, then security would have been stopped, all over. Yeah. So
it could have been more realistic, but It was what it was.
People seem to love it. I'm not into the Lost experience, yeah. So
I can't wait to read all about it after it happened.
Dun-dun-dun.
But don't take my word for it. All right, so want to wrap up or?
What was there like anything else at the panel? The panel was pretty much straightforward, and then I think the second half of the panel that I shot with Jay is going to be up on Monday, so...
I was on a decline throughout that whole panel.
Yeah, Ben had gotten wasted the night before, and I think got back to the hotel at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and...
Sans underwear.
Yeah, I got back to the hotel at 3:30 in the morning. I don't know what happened to my underwear.
It involves swimming, though. That's, yeah. He went swimming...
Oh, yeah, don't think anything bad about me.
He went swimming in his underwear, and...
And then...
Hung him out to dry, and then left him on a shuttle bus.
Or something, yeah.
Something like that.
So if you're in San Diego and you find my underwear, please send them back to me because I need them. But yeah, what happened is I got in at like 3:30 and Ralph woke me up at like 6:30.
But you woke me up at 3:30.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry.
I think we woke you up at 7.
Okay, I got up around 7. So yeah, I started to feel the after effects a little bit during the panel and it just got worse as the panel went on. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember the tail end of the panel.
I don't think any... I think it was pretty anticlimactic. It would have been cooler if they ended with the video biscuits.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Ryan?
Didn't you have something on your blog? I don't know if it was on the blog, I should say. Or the forum, saying that you asked Hurley a question... Hurley. I did a Ralph.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, so Jorge, if he listens to all the fan stuff, and or are you just leaving that for the video when folks are going to look?
I never asked him that.
Well, didn't somebody
that
ask
was
him
the original, I mean, that but, was the original one, but no one asked him that.
Okay.
Nobody asked him specifically if he listened to fan podcasts, but someone that was, I think was part of Jay and Jack's group asked him who his favorite was, Jay or Jack.
Ah, that's fine. So are we just leaving that for people to view on the video?
Yes.
Okay,
that's Jay's thing.
I apologize then. I didn't mean to encroach on their thing. It just was something that was alluded to during the post. I didn't want to make sure that we were fulfilling all of our...
That was one of the questions I decided not to use.
Do you want to talk about your drive down?
Well, yeah, I think that was pretty much the our weekend. Sunday was pretty uneventful. I hooked up with Jay, and we got all my video footage on his computer. And recorded that little bit off of his little laptop camera. There's a little pin-sized camera, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's when you called me.
Yeah, I was going crazy. I did more con on Sunday than any other day, because I had to make up for Saturday. Because in addition to going home early, I also gave my pass to someone so they could get in. Because the line was around the building twice. So I did a mitzvah for a friend of mine, and I was like asked out of the con on Saturday. So Sunday I went to like two panels. I went through at least a third to a half of the exhibit hall. I got Tom Kenny's autograph. I was just go. And
then we took off.
Then we took off, and we left around what?
Two or three.
Two.
Got some lunch, some delicious Del Taco.
Which I also documented, if you want to put that photo
up. Yeah, I'll put that photo up.
Just so they could see that we actually ate Del Taco.
And then we skipped town, and it was hot and rainy and gross, and we got stuck in traffic for about 2 hours. And who was next to us in a green Saturn?
is Hurley Garcia.
Jorge Garcia. Jorge Reyes was in the car next to us.
And Ralph picked him out somehow. Like, we were stuck in traffic, and I guess Ralph was just scanning the crowd.
Well, I was driving while everyone else was kind of, like,
zoning,
sleeping or reading or doing whatever. And I tend to keep an eye out for things, like, all the time. Just
like TV stars.
No, I totally recognize him. I mean, how could you not recognize him? And then, yeah.
And he was riding shotgun, like, napping.
Yeah, and then he was awake and just kind of enjoying time with his friends.
And then he was fussy, and then he got a fruit snack.
Yeah, we watched him for a while. We stalked him. No, but you know how when you're stuck in traffic with people, you'd see the same person a lot because they may pull up a bit and then you pull up a bit.
Oh, that's so interesting. I never noticed that before.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever saw that, but that happens.
But this was...
So this was that, but on an epic scale, because that person was Hurley Reyes.
Yes.
And, it was pretty cool. I mean, Ralph had to tell me to stop trying to take a picture of him.
I kind of felt bad, because it's like, dude, this guy just had a tough weekend. I'm sure he doesn't...
Just try to take a car nap. He doesn't need some dude taking a picture of him.
That was on Carson, right?
One of the times, because it was really... we try to get his attention, but not, like to where we like cause a disruption in traffic, but at one point one of my ways to get their attention was picking my nose. So I tried picking my nose. I don't know if that worked or not, but
well, you can generally tell if there's a booger on your finger, then it worked.
Yeah.
Also,
no, if it worked, then seeing me.
Also, the Hurley in a car thing was the first documented instance of a time where I asked Ralph if I should hang a BA, and he said no. So that was interesting. I asked if I should moon Jorge Garcia, and Ralph was the calmer of the two, and indicated that I should keep my pants on.
God. Yeah.
Where was that restraint before?
You know, it would have been awesome
I've seen
if he
Ralph's
did...
ass way
100,000 times.
You should have showed your ass, and then he would have been all excited because he's all like a Cinderella story. He would have your underwear. Maybe.
It fits. You're the man. All right,
so we'll see you next time on Darmalist. We got to go out with that one. That was a good show.
All right. So is that it? We're done.
All right, guys. Yeah, we're going out. All right. So do you have your thing you're going to say this week?
I've had it for like 3 weeks now, so okay. There you go.
All right, so thanks for listening to Darmalars. You know, leave us your posts on myspace.com, indigo/Darmalars.
Or scottandsteve.blogspot.com.
Yeah, let us know what you're thinking. We want to know who's out there. We ran into some fans at the Lost panel.
He sent me an email. I think his name was John. I fucked up, dude. Sorry.
Send it to me.
I'll send you the email.
A fan sat down next to me and said, "Hey, I'm a fan." I was like, "Of Lost? We all are." It's like someone sitting next to you on a plane saying, "You going to Los Angeles?" Yeah. If the pilot does his job. But then I realized that he was talking about Darmalars. And then another guy behind us recognized Ralph by his ass crack.
He was like, "It was the same guy." Oh, no, it was a different guy.
He was like, "Is that Ralph?"
That's the guy who emailed me.
From Darmalars? So that was cool. So yeah, let us know what you think. Drop us a line.
Also, scottandsteve@gmail.com. Let Craig know you're still around, because I'd like to know if he's still around.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
Seriously.
Drop a line at the SAS line at, I don't even know the number. It's
on the page.
It's on the page. It's 206-333-1530, I believe. If not, just check the page.
We'll edit that.
No, okay. It'll be there.
Ralph
it'll
will pretend there. I was in the room with him.
206-333-1530, I believe, is the number. And drop a line. And I think that's all she wrote, dude. All
right, so for the Darmalars, this is Ralph, and I'm Ben. Don't call me that anymore.
What?
That's my... I'm trying to do... Okay.
What does that mean, don't call me that anymore?
It's just random.
It's random. It's not a...
It's not good.
It's not a, like, a farewell.
Okay. All right, so anyhow...
Mine is actually a farewell this time.
For the Darmalars, I'm Ben, and that's Ralph, and go fuck yourselves.
You can't say go fuck yourselves.
Wait, okay. We'll try again. All right, so that's it. Now, for the Darmalars, I'm Ben, and that's Ralph, and I'll see you in the editorial pages.
Why don't you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
I hate that line.
You love that line, dude.
It's a good line, because we're cutting the chit-chat.